I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke to VOA Wednesday and voiced support for those protesting in Iran.
I can assure you the United States and the wider world stands with the people of Iran who want a better, more prosperous and freer future.
The strength of protests was unclear Thursday after a week of unrest that killed at least 21, with fewer reports of demonstrations as government supporters again took to the streets. It was immediately unclear if the drop in reports of new demonstrations challenging Iran's theocratic government meant the protests were subsiding or that authorities' blocking of social media apps had stopped protesters from offering new images of rallies. The Russian news agency Kommersant is reporting that at least seven Russian planes were damaged or destroyed by rebel shelling in Syria. Michael Brown has more.
The two military diplomatic sources at Hamayman Air Base in western Syria, near the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, was targeted for an attack that damaged at least four bombers, two fighter jets, and a transport plane, as well as an ammunition depot. The Russian Defense Ministry has not commented yet on the attack, which injured at least 10 service members. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Former Catalan Vice President Oriol Junqueras arrived in a police van at the Supreme Court Thursday with reporters snapping photographs. He was there to appeal a decision to hold him in custody pending trial on charges of sedition, rebellion, and misuse of public funds in relation to his role in Catalonia's banned independence drive. Lawyers said he is committed to obeying the law and a decision is expected on Thursday or later. This is VOA News. Bronwyn Benita reports that South Korea's president has apologized to Korean women forced into sexual slavery by Japan's Imperial Army.